Purpose. Such a fascinating and sensible word. Very hard to think and actively implement. For me, if I think about it, it's always that one thing that I'm totally clueless about. No matter what. Right from my childhood. Sometimes, after watching a highly moving and immersive movie, or after bouts of reading some amazing materials about life and the ways of living, we all naturally attribute overwhelming things to purpose, isn't it? I always think about that. Tons of philosophical thought and Zen stories come and go when we know someone who's asking for what's your purpose, or sometimes when we think to ourselves about what is the purpose of my life, like why am I born? I very often have this thought, I don't know how many of you can relate to this, but at this point of my life, I definitely know for sure that I'm not going to be world famous, or fame is not going to give me all the reasons for my purpose in this life, but I think, why am I born? Like, why do I have my parents as my parents, even if I didn't choose them? Why do I have my friends as my friends? And why do I come across situations and events that are tailored for me? Why am I living? Now, all these questions are not even on a negative tone, but I seriously ruminate on all this at least twice or thrice a week. I don't attach any labels to these, but just keep thinking about it. I try really hard to not attach any labels to this. It's such an out-of-the-body experience, you see. The creator who had created such amazing landscape and the places all around with fantastic natural wonders, deep forests and clean streams of rivers and ponds, really did consider me to be a part of this circus? Did the creator really want me to experience certain things that my soul was destined to experience? Or is it all purely based on my past life karma, be it good or bad? Should I openly embrace it all because I was destined to do so? Or will there be certain situations, atmosphere and people who can help me to understand and navigate through all this in my present life? Or should I do all the work by myself? I know some of you have got these thoughts very early on in life. There might be someone who might also be going through this almost every day. Some might not even have thought about these, but they'll just brush it away as bullshit. But for me, I think all these has something to say. Seriously. I'm not overanalyzing, but don't you think all the events in your life, all the people that you've met, including your parents, siblings, cousins, co-workers, friends, all were likewise destined to meet you and know you also at the same time? I really don't understand, what is this power that connects people? The bonds that we form, the reason why we are living and breathing at this moment. Like, look at yourself, your features, they are especially made for you. It was given to you. This is your face. And the place where you're sitting and hearing this is your place. What is this energy? Even the smallest of the smallest creature has its own life events daily. Even if it's the same one every day, it's still happening, right? Isn't that all surprising? Think of the grand and huge universe, the galaxy to be specific. And you have a part to play irrespective of where you are and who you are and whatever happens to you. With all these happening, do we still have to listen to others' opinion of us and feel miserable? Do we have to unnecessarily compare ourselves? Just because someone is rich and famous, has more skills than you have, are they a step ahead of the human race? Or do we have a choice to be ourselves in spite of all the external trash that we are being exposed to? can you be picky about the things that make us feel free and liberated? Or should you just leap and dive into uncertain reality and go with the flow? Or just being yourself without the fear of being judged and stamped upon? What if we just accepted people completely as the way they are, just supporting them and being there for them? Or should all these be restricted to people who are committing illegal crimes against the society? Or will they have their own version of their story? Think about it. The sole reasons for why they are inflicting pain on innocent humans? Are there any chances that they were neglected, unloved, and underthought during the initial years of life?